Yesterday, there were some elections statewide, or nationwide. I guess we had some primaries and some runoffs. Joining us to talk about what happened, the winners and the losers, is Evan Brown, live in Miami. Evan, welcome to Alabama's Morning News.
Good morning.
Morning. So yesterday, did Trump's picks win, lose, kind of a mixed bag? What happened?
Well, some did, certainly, and they won pretty big. You know, I think perhaps the couple of biggest or notable races yesterday, Mary Miller in Illinois, who spoke during the Trump rally last weekend, she was receiving the big glowing endorsement from the former president, and she was certainly considered to be the MAGA candidate. Because of redistricting in Illinois and their loss of population because people are fleeing the state, they've had to combine congressional districts, and so she was sort of battling it out with a Republican from another district. So she had been a sitting congresswoman. There was another congressman from the other district, and they were now competing for the same seat. The other congressman, not exactly a big Trump fan, and she won handily that primary. Out in western Colorado, Lauren Boebert easily won renomination, and that was after a big concerted effort among Democrats to encourage more people to register as Republican to vote in that primary, to vote against her, to vote for her competitor, her opponent rather, who was a more moderate Republican. That backfired significantly. She really did clean up at her primary. And then in New York State, normally we don't, the rest of the country doesn't care as much about New York as much as New York cares about New York. But notably, Lee Zeldin, the congressman, is now the Republican nominee, beating out Andrew Giuliani, son of Rudy Giuliani, for that nomination. He won rather handily there as well. And because of the growing unpopularity of Democrats, even in New York State, there's some thought that maybe a Republican could win the governor's race in New York for the first time in about 20 years or whatever it is. So that's also quite interesting.
Evan, did it seem like there was a lot of, and usually when you have a primary going or even a runoff, the conservatives or the Republicans, they kind of run to the right and the left kind of run to the left. And there seems like there's a parting, there's a greater partisanship that emerges during the primary. Then we come back together, we move back towards the center during the general. Did that seem to be the overarching case with these races?
Well, we're talking about primaries, and so yes, they are for the partisans, if you will, who are voting. Republicans have seen some significant success, if that's the word, with more conservative voters, and so the question is will these conservative, newly found and newly anointed conservative candidates, nominees, will they stay that line, or will they moderate some positions in a general election? I tend to think that the more Team Trump style Republicans will not moderate in the general election, and I don't think they need to. Conservative Republicans have been winning elections, even in the light of 2020, they have been winning elections. They have held off Democratic gains in some very key areas, and there have been wins, there have been policy making because of those wins, or certainly they have prevented policy being made by liberals in the Democratic Party. So I would think that they would continue to do that. They've seen conservatives have seen big wins at the Supreme Court. There's a lot of popularity for the decisions made in Dobbs, that's the abortion case that overturned Roe v. Wade, as well as the New York Pistol and Rifle Association case that struck down New York's very strict and restrictive concealed carry policies, which will have ramifications in a number of states around the country. So I think Republicans and conservatives specifically are riding a tide here, and I don't think that they have a need to moderate or centralize their positions to achieve anything this fall.
Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Alabama's Morning News for that breakdown on the election.